Okay, moving on to the Malacha of Tochen, which we'll spend the next couple of shiurs discussing. The Malacha of Tochen is the Malacha of grinding on Shabbos. Okay, one is not allowed to midaraisa grind on Shabbos. So what exactly is the Malacha? So the Malacha is generally by non-food items. Generally in the Mikdash they use it for non-food items. We'll discuss a little later on about is there tchina ba'ochlin or not. We'll get to that in a few moments. So where the Gemara tells us that Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph in Masechet Shabbos, that although it is normally usher to grind spices, okay, to grind the smimonim, to grind the spices on Shabbos, that is generally usher to do. Okay, and it's nisr the rice to grind spices. However, if one grinds them with a shinui, if they do it with the kata de sakina, then it is going to be mutter to go ahead and grind the spices on Shabbos. Hey, you have these leaves that are, or whatever spices that you might have, pepper balls and stuff like that, and you want to grind them on Shabbos. So it says over here, if you would do it in the normal way, you're dealing with an Issa d'Araisa, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah does say. It's a Katan Kav Gimel over here in our Siman, that if you would have, let's say, a pepper grinder, okay, now they have these nowadays, these handheld pepper grinders, salt shakers on one side and pepper grinders on the other side, you're mamish over an Issa d'Araisa if we use that on Shabbos. Unfortunately, I've seen people put that on the table on Shabbos. Some families just don't know the halacha. That is mamish and Issa d'Araisa. Take the pepper grinder and grind the pepper balls on Shabbos with a grinder. Mamish and Issa d'Araisa, he is over on Shabbos. However, the Gemara tells us, though, if you break him up with the kata, the sakina, with the back of the knife, then it is going to be mutter to do. And everyone asks, why should this be mutter to do? Generally, the rule is on Shabbos. If you're saying that it's an Issa d'Araisa, and you implement the shinui, they'll take it down to an Issa d'Rabbanan. But why now, all of a sudden over here, by the Malacha of Tochein, do we say it's going to be Mutter L'chatchila? Answers the Shiboli Olekit brought down in the Beis Yosef, that over here is like a super shinui. It's a double shinui. Because the normal shinui would be to take the blade of the knife. Normally you grind things with a grinder. That's the normal way. To use the blade of the knife, that would be a shinui. But to use the kata de sakina, to use the back of the knife, it's like a double shinui, and therefore, since over here you're using a double shinui, that's why the Gemara says it's mutter, and that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch over here in Simen Shin Chof Aleph Sifim Zayin and Ches. Okay, and that's how we paskin halacha l'maisa. This does not mean that you go ahead and take this klal in all other places in Malacha and say, if I have implemented a double shinui, everything's going to be mutter in Hilchos Shabbos. Obviously, only where Chazal tells us you could implement it, you could. And over here in Hilchos Tochein is important to know that you could implement it. With that in mind, let's put that in our back pocket to remember, shinui is going to work. A double shinui is going to work to matter even sometimes in Issa d'Araisa of Tochein on Shabbos. Okay, the Gemara on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis tells us that Haparim Silka B'Shabbos is Chayev Achatas. If someone is part of Silka, someone cuts up Silka, which in Pasha Pshat is beets, on Shabbos, if you cut up beets on Shabbos, then you are going to be Chayev Achatas. The Rach and Rashi have a machlokas on how much you have to cut it down in order to be over the Malacha. Rashi holds it to very small pieces. The Rach holds you mamash have to grind it down to like a powder. You have to mamash cut it down to a powder on Shabbos in order to be Chayev the Issur D'Araisa on Shabbos. But what's important over here is, it sounds like over here that we have a concept of Ibud Ba'ochlin, of Tochein Ba'ochlin. Yesh Tchina Ba'ochlin, because a part of Silk on Shabbos is going to be Chayev Schatas. However, the Gemara in Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph tells us that someone who does Knivas Yerek on Yom Kippur is permissible. Knivas Yerek. At the end of Yom Kippur, to prepare for the Suda that's going to be break your fast after Yom Kippur is permissible. And the Pashup Shad of Knivas Yerek is cutting up vegetables very small. You go ahead and cut up the vegetables. And the Shaila is over here. Why, on the one hand, is a Parim Silka going to be Chayiv on Shabbos? And on the other hand, we say that someone who does Knivas Yerek on Shabbos is going to be Mutter. And this really is the foundation of the rest of Shir today. And that is how to understand the Stira and how would we pull out Halacha l'maisa. Okay, so number one, there is a Rashbu who says Knivas Yerek is not cutting up vegetables, it's washing off vegetables, which would get rid of all the problems over here. But let's put the Rashbu to the side. Kuf Yedalat Tosas tells us he makes a chiluk between how finely you dice the vegetables. by a parim silka chayiv chatas, he says that is cutting up dak dak. When you do it very, very thin, that's going to be chayiv chatas. Masha ein kein, when you do bigger pieces, which is considered tzivas gerek, then it's going to be mutter to do, and we're there in Yom Kippur, it will be mutter and permissible to do knivas yerek. That's Tosos and daf kuf yudalad. Tosos and ayin dalad of a base takes a very, very different, and he says the chiluk is that most ochlin ain chanami, we're going to say ain tchina ba'ochlin. We're going to say like the Gemara over there by knivas yerek that it's mutter to cut up vegetables on Shabbos. Why an ayin dalad or beis by a parim silka are we going to be machmir? Because he says that's talking about beets. Beets are a specific vegetable that people would not eat whole. People would not eat unless they go ahead and grind them up and they cut them up slow and small. Therefore, Tosa says that dafka by beets there's a concept of tchina ba'ochlin, because this type of vegetable or any other type of vegetable that would only be eaten after cut up. So in Echanami, when you go ahead and cut it, then you've done a great tikkun to this food, and therefore it's going to be asur on Shabbos. Masha ein kein, other vegetables that you would eat it whole, and you would eat it cut up. So when you cut it up, you're not really doing such a tikkun to it. Therefore, it's going to be mutter on Shabbos. So be'etzem Tosfos already holds ein tchina bochlin, except for the exceptions to the rules. That is a mamish great tikkun when you go ahead and cut it up on Shabbos. The Rosh is even a more extreme shita. He Rosh holds mamish ein tchina ba'ochlin. There is no concept of tchina ba'ochlin. You can go ahead and cut up your food as much as you want. Spices might be an exception to the rule, because the Gemara says spices, there would be. But regular vegetables and things like this, only to cut those things up on Shabbos, there's never going to be a problem. Oh, what does the Rosh do with a parim silka then? So Rosh says, silka doesn't mean beets over here. Silka means wood. Okay? And he explains, a parim silka over here is carving wood chips on Shabbos. We make wood chips on Shabbos, then that is the malacha of tochein. But food? There's no problem of tochein when it comes to food. Based on these answers, let's focus in the three last answers we had. Tosos, the first Tosos in Kufi Yadal, tells us the chiluk is between finely diced and less finely diced, bigger pieces or smaller pieces. Tosus, Ayin Dalad Beis, tells us it depends on which type of vegetable. Is a vegetable a great tikkun, if a vegetable that normally is not eaten whole, only eaten cut up? So that would be a problem. If it's a regular vegetable that's eaten whole and cut up, there would not be a problem. And we have the Rosh, who says, Ein tchina ba'ochlim at all, and he explains the Gemara Parim Silcha completely different. So we have a machlokas in the Rishon, we really have three layers over here. Tosus and Kufi Dalad holds that the most machmer shita, there really is a general concept of tchina ba'ochlin. It just depends on how small you cut it. We have the middle shita, Tosas, it depends. Some foods, yes. Some foods, no. And we have the most makel shita, the Rosh, who holds ein tchina ba'ochlin. Okay? Once again, let's put to the side spices, because that everyone seems to agree on. There would be tchina by spices, because once again, that is mamish tikkun. You cannot eat the spices unless you go ahead and grind them up whatsoever. The Shulchan Aruch, a little bit surprisingly, in Halacha Yud Beis in Ar Simin, he passes against the majority of the Rishonim and writes Stam that cutting vegetables, dak dak, is over the Isser Daraisa of Tochen. Someone who takes vegetables and cuts them up very finely, he's over the Isser Daraisa on Shabbos. Okay, so we see over here that although he does not pass in like the Rach, like the Rach, that has to be made into a dust like material, like into a flour. But if you cut it up very finely, he is going to be over the Chiyav Chatas on Shabbos. The problem is, as the Yoreim writes, is we don't really know exactly a definition of what's considered dak dak. How are we supposed to know what's considered dak dak and what's considered dak? He doesn't really tell us. So therefore, reading the Rishonim, he writes, we don't really know, which would be a more leaning side to say we have to be more machmer and assume that even if we wouldn't have thought necessarily this is considered dak dak, we might have to be machmer to say so. The best working definition of what we would hold would be the iser of tochein ba'ochlin on Shabbos, what we consider dak dak, is Rishomo Zalman Orbach. Rishomo Zalman, quoted by Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevensol in our Simen, it's also quoted in Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa Perek Vav, in Ha'ara Vav, his practical shirt is the following. so long as it's a food that now at this size, it would be swallowed whole, that's already too small to cut it up on Shabbos. Okay? If this food would not normally be swallowed whole, and you would still chew it with your teeth, so therefore, it's not so big. Because if you cut it up to so finely that you go ahead and swallow it, that's like the tikkun over here that you don't even have to chew your food. That's the working definition according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Well, Rabbi Rabbeinu Reventzel points out, it means to the level, if you have, let's say, bigger pieces of Israeli salad, technically I could swallow the pieces without chewing, and they're not so big. But it means to say that it's so small that it would not be chewed. People would definitely just to swallow it. Okay? If it gets to the size where the norm would be to go ahead and chew it for a while, then it would not be so small, and it would not be over the Isser of Tchina on Shabbos. Therefore, based on this, that if you cut up things dak on Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sivkatan Memhei that if one takes an onion or a radish on Shabbos and cuts it up dak, he says it's close to a chiyav chatas, and the whole of the food is going to be asr. You make a salad mixed in there with onions or radishes and things like this that you cut up dak on Shabbos and you put it into the salad, the whole salad is going to become asr on Shabbos. That's the psak of the Chavetz Chaim. For many, many years, this psak very much bothered me. Did anyone tell me, well, based on what we learned earlier on in the year, why this psak of the Mishnah Berurah bothers me? The reason we saw in Simin Shin Yud Ches, in the Lachas of Maisa Shabbos, that any time that you have an opinion that holds Mutter L'chatchila, even if we don't apply that opinion, we don't paskin like that opinion in the world of Halacha, nevertheless, that's only by L'chatchila. B'di'evid, in terms of Maisa Shabbos, you could rely on the Mekel Shita, as long as the real Shita and the Rishonim, then you could rely on that Shita in a B'di'evid situation. So over here, would there be a shita that would hold that cutting up onions and radishes on Shabbos would be mutter to do lechatchila? So for sure the first day of Tosos definitely would not hold that it's mutter. These are the Baal day over here as an asr. The second day of Tosos also perhaps would say maybe these are vegetables that you would not hold eat wholesome, and therefore you cut up. Maybe this is the reason why the Mishnah Berurah chose these definitions, these specific vegetables, onions and radishes that people don't eat whole. You cut them up small. And therefore, there's a great tikkun. However, the pashtus of the shita of the Rush is one of the big three in terms of the Rishonim. Why can't we rely on the Rush to say they can rely on this opinion, b'di'evid? Okay? So, this problem, I asked no less than at least 5-6 Gedolei Torah, this kasha, on the Mishnah Berurah, and I never got a satisfying answer. I did see an Orchel Shabbos Paragimel. He writes that when you have one opinion in the Rishonim, if it's such a minority opinion that's not really down by the poskim, then we can't even rely on it b'di'evid, even though normally we do rely on an opinion. But if it's a minority, if it's a real, real minority, we're not rely on it. The problem over here is, this is not really a minority opinion, this is the Rush. The Rush is quoted in the Beis Yosef. It's a real opinion in our sugya. And there seems to be other Rishonim seem to hold like the Rush also. So it's very difficult to understand that is what we would be dealing with over here. So Baruch Hashem, after many years, I saw brought down in the Sefer Levi'as Chayim, quoting Rav Avadia in Simon, Samach Gimel. Okay, I finally found a friend with Rav Avadia Yosef, who writes this beferish that even though it is Vadei Asur Lechatchila to chop up your vegetables very small, however, b'di'evid, one has what to rely on. It's quoted also in Chazon Avadia on page Reis Samach Vav that b'di'evid one has room to be makled over here. It seems to be that is the pashtus after learning Simin Shin Yud Ches. Nevertheless, you have to be very careful of not going ahead and doing this, obviously, because you're getting to a shaila of being over an Isser Darais. Now, when we talk about cutting up into small little pieces, what if you cut a very, very, very small piece, but it's very long, thin and long? Is that considered tochein, or is it not considered tochein? So over here we have a machlokas in the poskim, Rav Yashav Paskins, Halacha L'mais, caught it, brought down in Sefer Ochel Shabbos. He points to a Rashi and Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis that sounds like this would be part of the malacha of tochein, and this would also be awesome. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Chelik Dalad, Ayin Dalad, Oz Gimel, says this is mutter to do. Long and thin would be permissible. And L'chora, thinking out according to the definition of Rav Shlomo Zalman, who gave us the gather of what is considered dak dak, no one swallows thin, long pieces of red peppers, let's say. People don't swallow those things. So L'chora, according to the definition of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, also would side with the opinion of Moshe Feinstein that that would not be the problem of Tochein on Shabbos. The Chazon Ish in our sugyas of Tochein has a big chiddush. The Chazon Ish in Siman Nun Zayin holds the following. What about mashing foods on Shabbos? Mashing a banana. Mashing avocado. Okay? What is that on Shabbos? You're taking a whole thing and you're mashing it down. Okay? It's going to be a big glob. However, you're mashing it down on Shabbos. Says the Chazon Ish, this is mamish the issa daraisa of tochen. Without getting into it now, he holds this is even worse than cutting up vegetables, dak dak. That's what the Chazon Ish writes. What about a baby? You'd have to give him, to say, bananas on Shabbos. You want to chop down on the bananas. So what eitzel will we have? So the Chazon Ish says, beferish, go back to our original din. Even when we're dealing with the issa daraisa of tochen, if you use a double shinoi, it would be mutter to do tochen on Shabbos. Therefore, says the Chazon Ish, if you have to mash those bananas on Shabbos, so you can take the kata de sakina, you take the back of a knife, the back of a fork, and you go ahead and smash the bananas or smash the avocado on Shabbos, that would be mutter. But to take a fork and go ahead and smash with the front of the fork on Shabbos, according to Chazon Ish, you're over the Issa d'Oraisa. Once again, Ramoshe in that same place, Chelek Dalet, Ayin Dalet, but over here, Os Beis, he holds that since it's not cut up into pieces, and it's not just mashed down into one big glob, that's not the Isra of Tochein whatsoever. And therefore, he would hold that it's mutter even without a shinui. Halach lemais over here, the Shmir Shabbos, Kehilchus, Aperek Vav, Halach Ches, seems to side with the Chazon Ish over here, and Paskil, the Halach lemais, that the smashed bananas would be also on Shabbos if you don't do it with a shinui. Once again, though, if you do it with a shinui, then it would be mutter. Shmir Shabbos Kehilchus, though in the Ha'ara, he adds a chiddush that he thinks if you use the back of a spoon, not the handle of the spoon, the back of the spoon, that's already enough of a shinoi that'll be permissible to go ahead and do on Shabbos. Okay, so therefore, Halach L'mais, you have to be careful with mashing things on Shabbos. If you use a shinoi, then it's going to be mutter. And the last thing is based on the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin says that which we say, Yesh Tchina Ba'ochlin, that there is a concept of Tchina Ba'ochlin. Even though the Rosh holds, Hey Tchina Ba'ochlin, we pass it, Yesh Tchina Ba'ochlin. However, that's only by Ochlin that are Gedule Karka. It's only things that are grow from the ground. Anything that's not Gedule Karka, says the Trumas Hadeshin, is going to be mutter to go ahead and cut up on Shabbos. Therefore, Halach L'maisa, if you want to cut up your meat or cheese, and you cut up the really, really, really small pieces on Shabbos, that is not going to be the chashash of tochein, because they're not gedule karka, only by vegetables and fruits and things like this. That's when we're dealing with tochein on Shabbos, and that's why all the examples that we brought up until now, we're all talking about things like that. Masha'en kein, if it's food that are not gedule karka, based on the Trumas Hadeshin, that's how we pass in Halach L'maisa, is that there's not going to be the problem of tochein on Shabbos. Everyone, have a great Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom.